Back here at previewing the girls' basketball season again in today's show, brought to you again by our fine sponsors, Uptown Sporting Goods, Corn Belt Telephone, DMAC at Carroll Campus, also at Pepsi, Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Carroll Eye Care Associates. Joining me right now is Kemper head coach Tyler Tryon. And coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Yeah, great to be in here, Jeff. We're super excited to get back at this thing, and we're taking one day at a time, so it's good to be in here.
Coach, second year with the program now, how much do you feel like you guys are ahead of where you were last year, even with all the COVID stuff?
We're way ahead of where we were last year, just because the girls are obviously a year older, but we've got a great senior group that, even at the start of COVID, tried to get some kids together outside shooting.
Yep.
And then there was a handful of times I think you saw down at the park this summer, they were actually playing pickup ball. They got some older college girls to go down there. And pickup ball around here used to be a big deal down at Rolling Hills Park and Southside, but you never saw girls doing it. And it was pretty cool to see them out there. So they've been playing a lot of basketball. We did get a summer team camp in. We went down to Pella at some point, got down there, and then we had some top 64 this fall. So I feel like we're way ahead of where we were at this time last year.
What areas do you feel like you're so far ahead? Is it just understanding the offense and defense, or what areas do you feel like you're advanced on this year?
Just playing. You know, points were hard to come by last year, and we kind of changed some things up from a philosophical standpoint, but the girls have become better shooters. They've become better ball handlers. You know, I think turnovers will be down just because they've been playing a lot more basketball.
Last year went 5-17, but a young team with a lot of new starters, as you mentioned, a lot of those kids now back. What are the expectations coming into this season?
Well, we'll be better just because, you know, the girls are, again, a year older. We do lose some crucial seniors, but I think the girls that we have coming back hopefully can make up for some of those points that we've lost. But a year older, we had a couple freshmen playing last year, and in the Hawkeye 10, that's tough. And one of them was our point guard. But she's stronger. She's gotten a lot better. She's played a lot of basketball over the summer, too. But, we're going to be better.
You mentioned the point guard, Catherine Mayhall. Backcourt looks like it could be pretty strong this year. Who are the kids fighting for those positions right now?
It's pretty established at this point. We've got four good seniors, two juniors, two sophomores. Backcourt will be Kate Mayhall. She'll be primary ball handler, and she'll be primary scorer. So I don't know that we'll be able to sneak up on anybody, but it's kind of our plan. But you got Brooklyn back there. We'll be helping her handle it. And then on the wings, you got Kendall and Sarah. And then we're going to have Aquette down low, kind of holding down the paint.
You speak of Aquette. She came on last year. Defensively was so good. Her timing was outstanding. Offensively, the skills probably advanced this year a little bit.
She's gotten better. Yeah, she's what we're going to try to do with her. She won't be playing with her back to the bucket, but she's going to be standing there waiting for a dump off when our girls penetrate in. But she only played, I think, the last 12 games last year and had over 50 blocks. We had some top 64 games here that I was watching, and she had 10 and one half. She's just good. She's real long, and she's good at staying up, staying tall, and she doesn't swat. So hopefully she can stay out of foul trouble.
Who's the kids going to be helping her out down there, you know, with some size and stuff down in the post and maybe giving you that offensive scoring down on the block?
That's going to be hard to come by. Her sister, B, will come in and spell her. And she's pretty aggressive down there. She's a tad unorthodox, but she can score around the bucket, and they can both shoot free throws. So she'll be one that'll come in and kind of hold it down. And then we might just have to go some small ball and go five out. And, you know, if we're struggling down there, maybe pull them out, you know, playing against Kelsey Fields down at Creston. If maybe we'll go small and force her to come out and try to guard somebody and see if we can't get around her.
Sounds like shooting three is going to be pretty key for you guys again this season.
You know, me being a rookie last year, what we tried to do is hard for girls to do, to come off down screens, get turned and squared and shoot. And then I noticed everybody we played five out, pass and cut, and let it fly. We played Roland Story, I think, last game of the year last year, and they shot over 500 threes. And they only shot 33%, but the numbers say that that's a better shot. And I think we shot 250. And, you know, shooting those mid-range jumpers, even though Kendall can knock those down and Kate can knock those down, the numbers say it's a better shot to shoot a three. So we're going to try to go with the trend and see if we can find some more success that way.
What's the numbers look like for you guys this year? How many kids do you have out?
We have 8 solid, good upperclassmen, and then we have 10 or 11 freshmen coming in. So we're looking at about 18 girls, which is what we've had last year.
Freshmen going to be able to help you out some?
We'll see. It's early. If they work hard, there's a possibility. There's some potential there, but it's, you know, up to them to put in the work and do what it takes to kind of get on varsity and then maybe crack it and see some playing time.
Sounds to me a little bit like depth then, and inside scoring probably going to be concerns. What other areas are you worried about heading into the season?
So we'll have Cora Thompson and Carly coming in and helping us out, and then Beast. We've got a solid eight. If, you know, Quet gets into some foul trouble, that could hurt, because we're looking at her kind of holding things down under the bucket and then forcing teams to shoot from the outside, particularly some mid-range stuff. But we're trying to take away that inside stuff. Our new athletic director is a famous women's coach, and yep. I've been picking his brain about what he kind of hung his hat on defensively, and we're going to try to implement some of that and see how that translates.
What are some of the things that you've talked with him about that you'll look to implement?
He had a grad student do a study on women's basketball, and the percentage of unmade shots goes down as the girls put the ball on the floor. So if they're standing spotting up, they have a pretty high percentage of making the buckets, but if you force them to put the ball on the floor, the percentage goes down, particularly going left. So he has this famous zone that he and Morningside has a variation of it, and then Concordia has a variation, but it's takeaway twos, give up some threes, because even if a team makes 18 threes, which is high, you still have a good chance to outscore them.
More zone defense for you guys this year, or what's the style defensively going to look like?
It's zone, but you trap out of it. It's a real aggressive. There's a couple ways to do it. You can get real aggressive and trap with it, or you can kind of force everything to the left and go by the numbers. But the major premise is to take away the two-pointers, the easy buckets around the rim, and then force them to shoot from the outside.
Will you guys press much this season?
It depends, because of lack of depth. It's kind of hard to not let Kate and Brooklyn go, because mm-hmm. they like to stay up and get aggressive. And then when Carly and Cora are in there, kind of the same thing. But we may not press so much, but the girls are kind of figuring out how to get down the floor. Like, once we get the ball, get down the floor and Kate will find you. And we've seen some success this summer just beating people down the floor and just straight effort, and then Kate will find you and get a layup.
So offensively, looks like you guys are going to want to run quite a bit the way it sounds.
We'll want to run, and then, you know, if we got an open shot, we're going to take it. But we did get into some trouble this summer by just jacking threes a lot.
Right.
When we could still get to the hole on some teams that maybe aren't as strong defensively. But we're going to look to penetrate in and kick. We can penetrate, dump it off to a Quet, or kick it out for an open three.
Strengths coming into the year, or where do you really feel this team will be good at the beginning of the season?
Well, the biggest thing is the team unity. I mean, we've got a great group of seniors that they just love it. We had our first practice on Monday, and the seniors were in the locker room like a half hour after practice,
right,
having a senior meeting. And I went in there and was talking to them, and I said, "You guys just don't want to leave, do you?" They're like, "No, we don't." You know, with the current situation, you never know when it can be taken away, and they understand that, so they're just enjoying every minute that they get to be together. You know, we had a morning practice yesterday, and they loved it. We were going to go at 6:30, and they said, "No, that's not enough time. Let's go at 6. So they're dedicated. They want to get better. They want to get into some better shape, and they want to be pushed. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to push them and see how good they can be.
Hawkeye 10, always good. What's the conference look like this season?
I think it's Glenwood and everybody else. Glenwood made it state last year. They're phenomenal, and they literally have everybody back.
Yep.
Harlan's record was like 13-9, but they got us two times last year, and they got everybody back. Denison's got almost everybody back. Creston's got the big 6'3", Kelsey Fields inside.
Right.
Be a handful. St. Albert has Allie Petrie, who torched us last year.
Right.
Red Oak will be down. They did lose a little bit. And then, you know, our main goal is just to compete, kind of narrow the gap a little bit from last year. And we're going to start with Newell Fonda. So we just as well see where we're at from the get-go.
Yeah, you got Newell Fonda to open the season, Coach. That non-conference schedule, Green County's on it, Helin. I see Des Moines Christian on there. You mentioned Newell Fonda. So some pretty strong programs that you guys are going to be facing non-conference as well.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, last year, I think we touched on it. We played eight teams that made it to state.
Right.
But we've got some games on there that, you know, some different games. We are going over and playing, if it sticks, is like a showcase over in Jefferson,
yep,
the new gym, and we have South Harden over there. But, you know, it's you take what you get, you know, and you're going to get better no matter what.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I tell you what, fun working with you last year. I liked the way I saw this program grow. Looking forward to getting out and seeing you guys this season. Appreciate you coming in here today, and looking forward to catching up with you on Saturday mornings as well for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Tyler Tryon again with the Kemper girls basketball team. We'll be back. We're going to flip it over. We're going to talk with Gene Rasmussen from IK Manning coming up next here on the Girls Basketball Preview Show on KCIM.